Hey, welcome to Intentional Living. Today, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. The center doors are open. We're talking to single moms and dads who are raising your kids. And it could be a teenager, it may be a young one in the first decade of life, maybe even a young adult. And you're still parenting as a single mom or dad. What has God revealed to you through this process about yourself, about being a single parent, about life? What would you share with other singles who are parenting today? Are you ready? The phone line is open. I am Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt. And I do welcome you here to Intentional Living today. And we have many single moms and dads listening. And in most cases, you did not intentionally set out to become a single mom or dad. I mean, that wasn't your goal in life. And here you are with a great task. And, you know, God's intention, a mom and a dad, two people, tag team, working together. And even under the best of circumstances, that's a tough job. So for singles today, we're with you. God is going to empower you. I think he gives an extra little dose of grace and love and patience and mercy to single moms and dads. What have you learned? What have you learned? What has God revealed to you about this at 888-888-1717? I do know this. Every human being, and this includes your children, because remember, we're just growing up children, have certain needs. They need to be met in your home. And the foundational one is to know that we are loved. All of us want to know that we are loved. We are created to be loved. We are created to love. Love is an enormously important part of the healthy human being. I think back to that movie, Castaway, I think it was, Castaway with Tom Hanks. If you saw that movie where he ended up after a plane crash being stranded on a desert island all by himself, the first thought some of us have was, boy, that sounds nice for a day, you know, for a week. But not for week after week after week. No human contact, no one to love, no one to love back. Your only purpose in life is to try to catch some fish and stay alive. And to see him, if you saw that movie, you remember you saw him get to a place where he tried to get even an interaction with a volleyball. Wilson, because that's the volleyball, right? Name of the volleyball. And he even put a little face on it. And you saw this moving scene where the ball gets lost in the ocean, starts to drift away slowly, wave by wave by wave. And you see him in tears, losing the only relationship he had at that moment with a piece of rubber. And see, in our homes as parents, one of the greatest gifts you can give as a single mom or dad, just love your kids. Just love them. That's, you know, what, how you do that? Time and patience and hugs and a little bit over an extended period of time. One of the greatest gifts you can give, love. What have you learned? What's something you learned as a single mom or dad? 888-888-1717 is my number. The lines are busy. You want to get to your calls here ASAP.
Hi, my name is Trisha, and I'm recently gone through a divorce. But I have two little girls, and I intentionally lead them towards Christ every day, no matter how painful things have been for us. But we believe that God is good, God is faithful, and he will definitely be our protector, and he's in control and can help heal our wounds and bring us through a blessed life. So I just wanted to pass that on. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you for telling us your stories. This is all about stories, as you share what God is doing in your life and what you're learning and your journey. And by the way, I want to remind you that we have online the Intentional One Thing Challenge. It's a 30-day challenge. It's a teaching. It's a free video series we've had up there for some time. We've had over 47,000 people that have come through it already. We'd love to have you come and take that for yourself, all right? Over the years ahead, as we continue to minister in our conferences and seeing a million people who would come and say, you know, I just choose to be an intentional person in my walk with Christ. You can check it out at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Let's go to our calls. Laura Lee is in Georgia today. Hi, Laura Lee.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, how do you relate to being a single mom?
Well, actually, I am an only child of a single mom. Hmm. My dad passed away when I was six, and so for 18 years, it's just been me and my mom. I just wanted to be encouragement to all the singles out there that they can do it. It may be hard days. There were definitely challenging seasons in my life growing up with my mom being a single mom. But the one thing that she did was had our church community rally around us, and sought out people to also be mentors to me in my walk with Christ. So it's made me who I am today. So if there's any single moms out there who are just, you know, having they're to their wits' end, just hold on, because what you're doing is not wasted. It's all for a purpose. So
your mom's big thing is making sure that you had community and support. That helped you a lot.
Oh my goodness. And now I'm actually a children's director at a church, and so I push that with our parents to get plugged in a small group. It takes a village to raise a child, especially when you're a single mom. So
well, that's good. Sounds like your mom did the right thing. So she didn't get into a mood of feeling sorry for herself or giving up. She just stayed at it.
Oh, no. She stayed at it. And she said, she's like, there are nights that I cried myself to sleep, but I knew that this was God's plan. She stuck with it. She said, I'm the reason she kept on going. So she didn't have a choice.
How's she doing now that you're on your own?
She's good. Our relationship is actually, she's one of my best friends. There was one time she told me that I asked her if she was my best friend, and she told me no. She's like, it's not time for me to be your best friend.
Right.
There will come a time. But now she's my best friend. I talk to her every day. So
she is a very smart woman. One of the things that we teach in our parenting conferences is that if you get in the trap of saying, I got to be my child's best friend, you know, your kids don't need a friend. They need a parent right now. They've got lots of friends.
Right.
There'll be that day. There'll be that moment. There'll be that transition into that kind of level of friendship that you'll move. But right now, they need a parent. And it sounds like your mom figured it out. She's a smart woman.
Yes.
All right. Well, Laura Lee, thank you for your call.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
All right. From Georgia, Laura Lee. Wise young woman with a smart mom. Smart mom. 888-1717. Single parents, what has God revealed to you about this process?
I'm a struggling single dad. I have a beautiful 21-month-old baby girl. And, you know, how I'm staying intentional in my life is know that God has a plan for me. And that with some patience and constant reminder that I am not the one in charge, He will guide me down that path that He has planned for me.
And I was listening to one of your programs about single parenting, and I'm very thankful that you've mentioned single dads. You know, I'm a single dad, and I've had my son since he was about 5 months old. Being intentional on raising my son to know Christ, and every day I wake up, I'm intentional about praying for my son, about being a good dad.
Good for you. Brokenness, you know, it's pretty clear in life until we get to a place we're broken. And that means humbling ourselves and saying, hey, I've got other priorities than just me. There's where we begin to be the kind of parent I think God intends for us to be. All right, single parents, let's go to Rebecca in Texas, a single grandmother raising five grandkids.
Yes, sir.
I bet
Thank you, Dr. Andy, for speaking with me today.
Well, I appreciate your call. I imagine you didn't plan on that several years ago, that you'd be at this stage, did you?
No, I did not. I've had been blessed to have my five grandchildren for the past 6 years. I now have one in college in San Angelo, one in high school as a junior, two at Margaret Tonkinton, all-girls school, and one in elementary. And would not have been able to do it Absolutely not, unless God has been through all of this with us and placing Him first.
Was that a big decision to step up and take that responsibility?
Oh, yes, it was a very big decision. I was married and lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and had a house and a husband and served, and it was just very difficult at first because I didn't think I could do it, but God said, yes, you can, and I did, and I just prayed to the Lord in heaven to give me strength and courage, and spent a lot of time in the closet, literally in the closet, crying when the kids were in bed saying, how can I do this?
Yeah.
How is it possible? But it's very possible. When you have children that are broken, and they were broken and health-wise and in their heart and their spirit, and you have to give them love and encouragement and first God, and that's what they were. I was blessed to teach them that God first, and we pray together now, and we before they even place their feet on the floor, they know that they thank my Father in heaven and their Father. They have a relationship with Him, Jesus Christ. And they do that. And the only encouragement that I can give anyone is talk to God and trust in Him and have faith and hope in Him. The children see this. All of them do. And it's a miraculous. It's only by God's hand that all
That's
of this is
you.
Taking place.
Well, good for you. Thank you, Rebecca, for standing in the gap as a grandmother. And I don't think grandmothers at this stage, you thought about it 20 years ago that you're going to be raising kids, five, let alone five kids and grandkids. But God love you for standing in the gap. Appreciate your call, Rebecca. You know, we talk about these human needs. We talked about the number one for all humans, and especially for children, is to know that they're loved. There's another thing, though, for your children, moms and dads, as you're raising them, is that they know that they have an identity in Christ. Because you know what? We live in a culture today, everybody's identifying with something. Do they identify with their online friends? Do they identify with the gang? Do they identify with the latest pop star? Are they identifying with Christ? Are they identifying with your family? And some of the simple things that we can do is just remind your kids that you're a part of this family. And what does that mean? See, if it doesn't mean anything, then the identification isn't going to be very strong. But if you have a clear identity as a family, what you stand for, what your family represents, what your values are, maybe even a mission statement of, you know, why we're here. But clearly to have it so a part of the life of your son or daughter as you're raising them, even as a mom, even as a single mom or dad, that they know what you stand for, what this family stands for. And it's not just rules and regulations, but for love and for patience and reaching people for Christ and how God's making a difference in your life. But helping your children make that point of decision and develop their identity, which will help them when they get into the college years and adult years, if they know who they are, they're going to be 90% down the road compared to a lot of kids going through college today. They're just seeking for some sort of identity. If you can help them make that decision, understand that they have an identity in Christ, can make a big difference. All right, today we're talking to single moms and dads. Just a reminder, we're going to continue this discussion face-to-face around the country with the Parents Night Out Tour. It's for singles and it's for couples. It'll be a date night for moms and dads that come together. It'll be a single night as well, as many singles will be coming, maybe with other singles, or maybe you're going to be on a date night as well, but you're coming to talk about and hear about parenting. Here's what I'm really very passionate about, the Parents Night Out, because I'm going to be focusing on the practical things that we need to do and you need to do as a parent in each of the decades of raising your children. What do you do in that first decade from 0 to 9? What do you do in the teen years from 10 to 19? What do you do when they become young adults in the 20s and they're developing more independence? At the same time, what are you going through? Maybe you're in a decade of the 40s. What are you facing? Maybe you're in the 30s. What are you facing today and how that impacts your parenting? We're going to give you specific direction on parenting. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's a night out for parents, and it's going to be in Michigan starting next weekend. Next weekend, we start on the 9th, Friday night in Midland, Saturday night in Jackson, and Sunday night in Flint, three different locations spread around Michigan. And then 2 weeks later after that, we go to Phoenix and to Mesa, and then end in Tucson on November the 6th. It's a great night. I'd love to have you come. Here's the good deal. We're going to be able, I think, because of the venue, how we're going to be in the venue, we're going to have an opportunity to take some questions, and I'm going to have a chance to really interact with you. You're going to laugh. You're going to learn. I promise you're going to enjoy it. It's a great time. Come and join us. Send your kids, maybe, you know, get babysitters, but grandparents, send your kids. Take the kids and send your kids to come for a date night out, okay? Or a night out with singles as well. 888-888. Again, you can call me at 888-888-1717. You can get registered for Parents Night Out at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Intention comes from the idea of stretching in the Latin. And intention is more than a goal. You know, in our lives, we focus a lot on goals, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But intention is something that's deep inside of us. It's the why question of life. You know, why do I do what I do? And it also involves the what. In other words, what am I going to focus on? So as a parent, it's why do I do what I do? You know, what is God's intention for me as a parent? And then what do I do as a parent? That's an excerpt from this month, or I should, yeah, this month. Well, it actually starts tomorrow because it'll be October. The month of October's teaching for all members, including new members that are joining, it'll be a teaching on the intentional living process as I take you through the freedom process for parenting, and then in November for marriage, about finance and health in the months ahead as well. And it's a way of saying thank you for your generous support of the Intentional Living Ministry. When you go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And God bless you. Thank you for standing with a ministry that is here to stand with you.
You don't have to yell to get my attention.
I wasn't yelling!
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, offering you a chance to stop and to breathe and to learn the secrets of intentional parenting. So join me for a much-needed Parents Night Out.
Intentional Living's Parents Night Out Conference. Visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it. Talking to single moms and dads today. Let me go to Lori in Michigan. Hi there, Lori. How you doing?
I'm good, Randy. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us. What have you learned about being a single parent?
Well, my boys were very, very small, and I was a single mom for many years. And one of the things that I, other than, you know, sharing my faith and raising them in a Christian home, was very strong to me was to be very intentional about not sharing my divorce with them and sharing my any bad feelings about their father and sharing any adult conversations that did not need to be had around those children. You know, he was their father. And, I mean, I signed off on many years of back child support, thousands of dollars, to keep him from going to jail because I didn't want to be the mother that sent their father to jail, you know. And they were making a big push on that in the Flint area in that time. And I just think so many parents use those kids as pawns.
Yeah.
And that has to be a very intentional thing to not do.
Well, was it tempting to do it, though, to make yourself appear better?
Definitely. It's always very tempting. But you just, especially, mine wasn't a long drawn out divorce. He didn't want custody. He didn't want, you know, so it was very quick. Some of these divorces can go on for years mm-hmm. with children involved, and there's so many statistics about what that can cause in later life with the kids. And my sons are young men now. Their father died when they were 16 and 18 years old, and so now in hindsight with that, I'm really glad that I didn't give them more bad information about their father.
Good
they can have that. You know, good memories of their father and not have my hurt feelings.
Yeah, good.
But,
that's smart. That's very smart, Lauren. You said how old are the kids now? You said 15? What did you say?
No, their father passed away when they were 16 and 18.
Okay.
They're now 23 and 25.
Mm.
And, you know, college graduate one, the other one very successful in technical industries. And but, you know, the oldest one is a very openly stated atheist because of his father's passing.
Wow.
How could God do that?
Yes.
To somebody who is a good Christian person, supposedly, you know?
Well, you're at a time where you pray and you give them to God, and it's a stewardship responsibility, and you let God do his work. That's hard to do, but good for you.
It is.
Hey, Lori, you said you live in Flint area?
Yes.
Okay. My wife and I are going to be in Flint next weekend, next Sunday night, for a parenting conference. I'll tell you what, I'd like to send to you a couple of free tickets, or get your name, put it in, we'll call. If you can't come, you give them to someone else. Maybe you have some singles, friends, or couples that you know, parents. And I just want to send it to you as a gift, say thanks for calling today. Okay?
Thanks, Eddie. I appreciate it. Where in Flint are you going to be?
It's going to be in Flint. We're going to be at the Central Nazarene Church on Bristol Road. Okay?
Okay, it's about a quarter of a mile from my house. I can walk.
Walk on down and come on. I think we're going to be at some tables, and we're going to have an opportunity. I don't know, for whoever comes, we're going to have some questions and answers, and I got some really interesting things I want to talk about that affects not only parenting, because so often parenting conferences are only talking about what do I do about this and what do I do about that, and we'll give you strategies, but I want you to see, all attendees, that every decade there are certain things, there are certain challenges and certain tasks and accomplishments that have to be done. For instance, in the first decade of life as a parent, your kids are going through a lot of firsts, you know, first tooth and first walk and first experience of everything in life, and their goal is to belong. And we're going to talk about how do you help your kids feel that they belong. One of the goals is for children to know they belong, for all of us to know they belong. How do you tie that into discipline? How do you tie that in as a single mom or dad into being the kind of parent you want to be? So we'll get you the tickets, Lori, and you come on, bring a friend or whatever. We'd love to see you. Just hang on, Sally. I'll get the information. Make sure Mike puts that in the will call for Lori, okay? Today, talking about intentional living for single moms and dads. Let me go to... Okay, we're getting that caller up. We'll get to that in just a minute. Today, we're talking about being intentional. Thank you for your calls. Thank you for being a part of the ministry. Thank you for standing with us. I have a closing thought here in just a couple minutes.
My name is Michelle. I was listening to today's broadcast, and it really related to my life because I recently had to go through a split up with my boyfriend, and it was really hard because now that makes me a single mother, and I don't know really anybody. It's all new to me, and I don't live in the best neighborhood, and there were a lot of reasons I didn't want to leave him, but he had a problem with pornography, and it was something we had been struggling with our whole relationship. When we first got together, he told me he didn't have any problems like that, and I was so overwhelmed with happiness, but I started to see that wasn't true at all, and he blamed me for a lot of it. He made a lot of excuses, but as the past couple of years passed by, I saw more and more it wasn't my fault. I contacted a Christian friend of mine who told me that I needed to let him go. It was time to let go and stop holding on because he wasn't saved, and without God, I knew he wasn't going to change. So that's my story.
Thank you. And that's the core. You know, we hear stories, and not everybody's got a happy story, not a happy ending yet. I mean, that's not real. Some of you are right in the middle of it. The good news is God's still ultimately in charge, and it's not over. The sun's coming up tomorrow. His mercies are new every day, the scripture says. And so we stand with you in prayer, knowing that God can be with you, and I think of, and will be with you, and I think of single moms and dads more than ever. Just a couple things really important. Don't think that you can do it all alone. Our first caller talked about the church community, being involved in a good church. It's great to have some godly mentors in your lives, in your children's lives, people that you really trust. You need to take care of yourself. You have to breathe. You have to have the oxygen mask put on first before you try to put it on your kids. Make sure you're taking care of yourself, which is critical. And if you're trying to read 50 books and trying to be a perfect parent, I'll tell you what, one of the big things that I have found in working with single parents over the years is they try to run at high speed to catch up and overtake guilt. If I had or I shouldn't have, or if we hadn't, then all of these problems we have today wouldn't. You're there. It's a reality. The scripture even says there's a time and a season for everything under the sun, including what you're going through right now, and God will be with you. Okay? Single moms and dads, you can do it. I know it's tough. You can do it. And with God's help, you can do it really well.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Natasha. Listening to your radio show has really blessed my life. In January, my husband decided that he no longer wanted to be married, and he left me with 3 children, a stay-at-home mom, and a homeschool my kids. But through just living intentionally and knowing that I could trust God no matter what I've gone through, all of the pain, all the tears, all the sorrow that we went through was all worth it. My walk with my Jesus has been more and greater than anything in my life. And I thank you for all the listeners that have shared their testimonies that were similar to mine, because it has strengthened me. And as we grow together in Christ, that I know God has a plan in store for our lives.
Good for you. Hey, thank you for telling us. You know, we talk about stories. We put, in fact, on our phone, when you call in, there's a whole spot that you can go and share your story and when you call. So tell us your story. We love to hear it. We want to share it with others. 888-888-1717. Join the discussion on Facebook or Twitter, on our social sites. Be a part of the ministry. I don't mention as often as I should that our One Thing Challenge continues. The video series there is available for you. We've had over 47,800 people now that have gone through and viewed the free video series, the four-part series that help you think about setting goals, developing habits, knocking down roadblocks, and finishing strong. It'll be something, in fact, it was recorded right in my office, and just me sharing a little bit of what I believe. So go check that out. Also, Parents Night Out, a reminder that's coming up next weekend, Michigan, Midland, Jackson, Flint. Get your tickets. Phoenix coming up 2 weeks later, and then in Tucson. And then I want to remind you, this is the very last day for early bird registration for the Family Business Conference. We've had a great outpouring the last 24, 48 hours. I want you to get in on it. So check it out if you're a family business in Michigan coming up October 13th. Go to theintentionallife.com. More intentional parenting coming up.